Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's get this puppy out of the gate.
All righty.
It's time for Bent News. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get straight.
Or bent, whichever works. Getting straight is kind of what Paul Di'Anno is looking for. The original singer in Iron Maiden has been on a campaign to raise money for knee surgery for a while. And now, the gents from Iron Maiden have said, you know what? You're a little short. We're going to cover that. We're going to take care of you. You're our mate.
I love being able to start off the Bent News with a feel-good story like this because the band is doing a former member a solid. Obviously, they still have a decent relationship. What happened in the past, and the reason it happened is so that we would end up with what we ended up with, and that's Bruce Dickinson fronted Iron Maiden. But it's really awesome that they are doing Paul Di'Anno a solid and taking care of his knee.
The whole thing kind of grew out of Paul playing his first show in years from a wheelchair and then seeing Iron Maiden when they played in Croatia. The guys probably seeing their mate in a wheelchair and hearing the story probably talked about it and said, we got to help Paul out. He's so close and we can't stand to see our guy, you know, in a wheelchair at his age because, well, you know, they're getting older, but they're still not old men.
And you know what this story has also taught us, Ray? That it is easy to fly or hit a train around Europe and see concerts. So easy to travel around Europe to see shows.
People are getting back to that more in Europe, I think, Marcus, because the trains and all are closer. They say that love stays, Marcus. And in the case of Ozzy Osbourne and his lovely bride, Sharon, they have stayed together through thick, thin, up, down, you name it. I swear they've been through it. And they're getting set to renew their wedding vows for their 40th anniversary.
40 years. That's pretty solid. They've been through a lot. They've had a lot of problems that have been made public over the years, which has to be absolutely horrifying. I can't even imagine that type of, what's the word I'm looking for here? But I just can't even imagine. Yes, I can't even imagine my marriage being a public spectacle like that. And the fact that they've survived it when most Hollywood celebrities and most celebrities worldwide don't survive it, they've done a great job battling every single storm that has hit them.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home.
Just about the time when things could have gone south, they decided they were going to put the whole thing on display on television. They got their own TV show.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as fools. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate.
And since then, Jack and Ozzy have their own show. They kind of spun off of that. Sharon hosts a TV talk show, for God's sake. And through all that and all of the marriage counseling and the sex addiction and the accidents, especially with what happened with Ozzy and the fall that's led to his most recent surgery, all of it, you know, they love each other like crazy. And I do mean crazy. Sharon! Did I ever tell you a time that Ozzy hit me in the face with a bucket of water not once but twice at a show?
No.
Next time we talk about Ozzy on the Imbalance History of Rock and Roll, I'll get that story in there.
Ooh.
You know, when I first heard this next story, Marcus, I wasn't 100% sure that I was happy about it, but I guess it had to happen. ZZ Top planning to make new music with Dusty Hill's replacement, his longtime guitar tech and friend, I might add, Elwood Francis, taking the bass role on future recordings.
Yeah, I remember reading this story for the first time and us talking about it before we recorded this, and neither of us were expecting it, but again, we're not surprised. These guys obviously have music in them that they want to share. So, having Elwood replace Dusty, it's the only thing that I can think of that would work.
It's Bent News, and this is a story that surprised me, but shouldn't have. Officials at Hellfest, which was one of Lemmy Kilmister's favorite metal festivals, have announced that they will erect a statue to our Lord Lemmy at the site of the festival in Clisson, France. And here's the thing. It's a beautiful statue. Very rugged. As it should be. And the big news is that some of Lem's ashes were mixed into the metal used to forge the statue. That's right. Lemmy's ashes on display forever, man.
Lemmy's ashes are going to be everywhere before it's all said and done. Gonna have ashes in all of the places that he has impacted, which is a lot of places.
I'm just happy that they're still talking about our buddy Lemmy, because as we've discussed, Marcus, the longer we talk about those who have left this world, they're still alive. They're still with us.
That's true. And Lemmy will be alive forever.
Nobody has to pinch Steve Albini to see if he's alive. I think we know that the legendary music producer stunned everybody when he won his first bracelet as the winner, the World Series of Poker. And in recent weeks, he scored his second bracelet, unheard of for poker players, especially one that usually is, you know, producing Nirvana or the Pixies or whoever else he's producing.
I remember watching World Series of Poker on ESPN2 in the late 90s, early 2000s, and those guys are really good. Winning a poker tournament like this is not easy, so I give mad props to Albini for getting his second bracelet.
And my buddy Brian O'Neill, who is a dealer at casinos in Pennsylvania and Delaware, he was like freaking out like about how big this was in terms of the World Series of Poker. So congrats all the way around. I don't know shit about gambling because I never had enough money to lose.
Come on, you've played a nickel slot before, haven't you? Maybe a one-armed bandit?
I lost a quarter once, and then I found it. September 23rd is the release date for John Lord, a visual biography. Ooh, I can't wait to see this one.
Oh.
You know how much I love John Lord and his role in rock and roll history, his role in Deep Purple. Just to know that they've been working on something to commemorate John Moore made me happy.
His influence is huge, and I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to seeing this as well. Some of the music movies that are coming out these days are just so good. And adding this one to that list, yes.
I hate to say it, but people are looking at stuff from the 60s and 70s and documenting it before all the information is gone, the way that we used to look at the stuff from the 30s and 40s. Before it's all gone, we have to find out what happened. I hate to say it, but that's the truth.
You know, it's great that they've got people working on that.
And so try to keep up with it. We do, and we'll try to get you more information about this one as it starts to hit people's screens. This is a sad story that not everybody really knows about, and I'm talking about the recent passing of Brett Tuggle. Most people know him for his long tenure in Fleetwood Mac, but he also was in the original David Lee Roth band, played with Rick Springfield and so many others. He passed away last week, and it set off a ripple throughout the music world. He started his career on the road with Steppenwolf, and everybody called after that. Remember how Kenny Aronson would tell us about the phone ringing in those days?
Yep.
And his phone just kept ringing, and then one day it was Fleetwood Mac saying, hey, we're going to go on the road, and we need a keyboard player. What do you think? And he stayed with them for a long, long time. Before we sign off from this edition of Bent News, we want to let you know about this Monday's release, a hot new episode all about the man and everything that flowed from him, musically and otherwise. Bob Marley and the Wailers, man.
I'm excited for this release to come out because during the research before we recorded, I learned a lot more about Bob, about Peter, about Bunny, about the political impact of the concert before which he was shot. It is going to be a fun and informative episode with some great musical highlights, too.
Check your apps on Monday. That's when it drops on the Pantheon Podcast Network, a product of Dark Doc Media, of course. And that's going to do it for this edition of Bent News, telling you everything we find out in a kind of bent way. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
Get bent, turkey.